Iambic Audiobooks presents People Still Live in Cashtown Corners by Tony Burgess.
Read by Phil Chenevere.
There is a point at which you find yourself where, and this is not just what I think, but this is the way we are designed to think, and it's this. If the entire universe, and I mean every corner of every atomized corner of infinity, if everything that isn't aware of or doesn't understand my most inconsequential, half-formed thoughts, then there is no chance that the highest-formed acts by the noblest mind are greater than gross self-love. When I scrape tar from the side of my sneakers onto the edge of the island, it passes through the world as both the idea that preceded me doing it, but also as a shadow formed by my shoe leaning edgewise, and it forms a commanding ripple outward through all things. It must be exactly this way. Or the little hand that saves the little face from drowning in a great flood somewhere else is the same as shitting. I exist in an infinite number of times. I stand beside the island, all of my transforming eyes moving independently, sure, but primarily. I swing my arms in a natural way as I approach a car pulled over at Cashtown Corners. It is a silver 2005 Corolla with a single occupant. She is leaning over to examine her purse and positioning her head so that she can see through the side mirror. I am aware of when she can see me, and this is one of the primary recordings. We are both aware of the recordings being made as I stop at her window. She will pause for a broken second to appear natural. It is a theatrical device. If you are interrupted, it gives the illusion you aren't pretending. Her hand stops between her purse.